and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Many in the medical community are worried about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's choice for health secretary. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The consensus is they're angry. They're very concerned that RFK Jr. simply does not have the scientific background to do this job properly.
There are also concerns about Mr. Trump's pick for defense secretary. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Fox News host and Trump's pick for defense secretary Pete Hegseth was investigated for alleged sexual assault in 2017, according to the city of Monterey, California.
No charges were filed. A trial set to begin today for the man accused of murdering a Georgia nursing student. The suspect was in the country illegally. University of Georgia law professor Ron Carlson.
I anticipate we will see an O.J. Simpson type defense. That is, the defense will challenge the reliability of fingerprint evidence and DNA.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People came to the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting last night in support of the Southwood County Humane Society. The council met to hear public comment on the city's 2025 budget. In a meeting on November 7th, Patrick Delaney, Alderperson District 7, made a motion to reduce the allocation for the Humane Society from $76,000 to $25,000 and solicit bids for animal control services. This was seconded by Jake Katanak, District 5, and the motion carried unopposed. During the public hearing last night, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke at length about the services the Humane Society provides for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Each municipality they work with must contract with them or they legally cannot provide services. Several residents spoke to the variety of concerns they have if the city tries to bid out services for animal control. These included transportation of animals, the possibility of an increased number of strays on the streets, who to call if their dog slips the leash, the health and safety of children if strays are allowed to increase in population, and the health and safety of the animals involved, among other issues. At the conclusion of the meeting, the council voted to put the money back in the budget for now. Discussion of the contract will take place at another meeting next week. There are blood drives happening in Wisconsin Rapids over the next couple of weeks. The Community Blood Center will collect blood donations at the former East Junior High School on Tuesday, November 19th from 10 to 3 and Monday, November 25th from 2 to 7 p.m. You can help support the K-9 program in Nacoosa tonight at The Spot. Doggy Bowl, Play Some 9 for Canines, starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Play starts at 6:30 with all greens fees donated to the Nacoosa Police K-9 program. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Kind of roll my R's there. I don't mean to. I don't know. Am I making us a Spanish station? Am I even...
Put a little exoticism into the show,
a little
right?
bit of flair. A little bit of flair on a Friday. You got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And you out there, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic start to your Friday out there. We're going to make sure it's a good one. Mm-hmm. We're going to kick it off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature and a little super moon with me, because I want to talk about the moon, and Brittany's the person I get to talk to about with.
I love that. Happy Friday to you. We've got a crazy weekend in the night sky, let me tell you that. The super moon... Goodness, it's the last of four. We've had four of them this year, and it's just going to be amazing. You know, 30% brighter, appears 14% larger, and it's pretty much just the closest to Earth it gets, right? It orbits kind of closer to us, and that's why it appears that way. So I feel like one of the best times to check it out is right as it rises, because right on the horizon, it's massive and beautiful, and I swear cameras just don't do it justice.
No,
you have the fancy ones, of course.
But one of the banes of my existence, we've got these billion-dollar phones and everything now. We've got directors like Martin Scorsese using these phones to film actual
movies,
and I can't picture the moon. I cannot get a good shot of the moon to save my life. I've tried a million different apps. I've tried it all. Brittany, when thank you for feeling the pain. Brittany, this moon in particular is known as a beaver moon. It's a digging moon. It's got some really cool history to it. We encourage you out there to look into it. Otherwise, Brittany and I will spend the next 2 hours talking about
it.
Right.
When will we be able to see the next time, the next year with a new moon?
Oh my gosh, we have to wait until October of next year.
Wow.
And then we'll get three of them in a row. So there's one in October, November, and December.
Interesting.
So this is it for a good amount of time.
Hmm. And is there a good time to see it here in central Wisconsin, or just in Wisconsin general? Or
I would just check it out tonight, anytime. You know,
anytime.
Obviously, early morning hours, they say, is the best. And when I'm looking at this cloud cover here, obviously, throughout the night, we are going to see some clearing. I would say early evening would probably be the best in terms of clouds, because we start to get cloudy again overnight.
Mm.
And for tomorrow, unfortunately, we have another system that wants to bring some rain Saturday night and into Sunday, which is not good timing, because that's when a meteor shower peaks is on Saturday night, and we're going to have this rolling through. So if you're trying to catch the meteor shower, maybe early Sunday before the sun comes up will probably be your better bet for that one. So tonight's the night. Definitely, I would say moonrise is my favorite.
All right.
Brittany, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have yourself a great week and enjoy that super moon. We'll get back together on Monday, and we'll let everybody know what the week ahead is looking like.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Literally the best in the business. Brittany Merlot joins us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot. We appreciate her being with us and putting up with my moon questions. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. And we got a busy, busy Friday. Not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up, where we'll celebrate the whole weekend worth of birthdays and anniversaries. After that, after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a famous TV show theme song lined up for you that's going to get you some free Culver's for watching TV.
Just for watching TV?
How about that? and supporting locally, listening to us, of course.
Right.
All that coming up. I do want to talk. You heard Melissa touching on it. Not touching on it, but talking about and reporting excellently on the what's going on here in Wisconsin Rapids with our Southwood County Humane Society. I want to touch on that a little bit with everybody. I also want to get into some other interesting stuff here, like a company created an AI grandmother.
Okay.
I'm just going to let that sit there for a second and let y'all just think about that one for a second and let your imaginations go. We will get into that. The top signs the holidays have arrived. We got to get into that one.
Okay, of course.
And I want to make sure to touch on this one either today or Monday. We got to, because if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner, you should probably start planning now.
Probably
should be planning now, like literally right now, 8:07.
Good idea.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
We'll have entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Got some new entries or nominations for the Songwriter Hall of Fame. I thought you guys might find that interesting.
That's cool.
What's that new on your small screen, new on your big screen, more importantly, new on your theater stage, your local theater stage. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. And like after the week we had in the last couple of weeks and everything, I want to get into what's something you've seen a lot, but you're still in awe of every time. I think that's a good, nice, strong, positive thing to take us into our weekend.
Love it.
In that weekend, we are going to be having a lot of events going on locally that I want to talk about and get into some of those things. And I got a funny story before we wrap up this segment here about the news saving a Powerball ticket. News, like just news in general.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And you know what? Look at that. Speaking of news, it just kind of leads right into what I wanted to talk about here. for those that have not heard, I'm sure that many have heard right now, but there was some breaking news yesterday that Alex Jones's InfoWars, which is bankrupt and he had to sell because he peddled lies about the Sandy Hook school shooting, among many other things. But in particular, that one thing is where this stems from. He is he's losing everything that he built. Now, he did, before he's lost everything, he did get started a empire of misinformation, an empire of division. Because Alex Jones is a quote unquote businessman. Like, he's not a very good one, obviously.
Right.
But that's what he's in the business of. And look, if he could have made money peddling sunshine and rainbows, he would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows that that's not where people. What gets people is fear. And that's where all these people start. They're marketing people, fear, fear, fear. How can I separate people? How can I create fear? And that's what InfoWars was built on. Now, why are we talking about this on a local radio station and everything? Well, because a local station, a local company bought InfoWars. A local up and start mom and pop business that I and many out there are big fans of.
Yeah.
And that is our Madison, Chicago based now, but originating in 1988, Madison, Wisconsin's own The Onion.
That's right.
Now, for those who don't know, so I was a little kid when I first started traveling to Madison. My best friend moved there in sixth grade, and I spent my next couple of summers in Madison, 2 months a summer, you know, just out there hanging out and everything. And I grew to love Madison. One of the things that Craig and I really liked to do was go down State Street and hang out around there. And there we found this newspaper that had just started to get published. And it had a headline, Jesus Scores 50 in NBA Game. And I'd never seen anything like this before. And I wanted to read I wanted to know how many assists he had, actually.
Right.
I wanted to know how many, because I mean, I think that's the key stat with Jesus.
Right.
And I have been a fan, a reader, a proprietor ever since. Mm-hmm. I am a big supporter of what The Onion does. I think in this day and age, news journalism is vitally important, and it becomes more important every day. We also need the other side of that. We need to be able to laugh at life. We need to be able to find humor in life. And while you may not laugh at every single Onion headline, I guarantee I will put my name on everybody out here listening right now has laughed at least one Onion headline. And it's a Wisconsin-based company.
I know, it's great.
Mm-hmm. A started company. Originated company and everything. Still has an incredible amount of Wisconsin ties, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I do believe a Madison office, I do believe.
Oh, cool.
But I did want to read this, too. For those that don't know, go to theonion.com to find out why. Here's why I decided to buy InfoWars. Bryce P. Taranger, a global Taranger CEO. And this is all satire if anybody is not picking up on that.
Right,
I feel like I need to put that out there.
Just in case.
You probably should mention it.
Yeah.
Today we celebrate a new addition to the global Tataran LLC family of brands. And let me say, I really do see it as a family. Much like family members, our brands are abstract nodes of wealth, interchangeable assets of their patriarch to absorb and discard according to the oligarch whims of the market. And just like family members, our brands regarded one another as mutual suspicion and malice. All told, the decision to acquire InfoWars was an easy one for the global Tataran executive board. Founded in 1999 in the heels of the Satanic Panic, the growing steadily ever since InfoWars has distinguished itself as an invaluable tool for brainwashing and controlling the masses. With a shrewd mix of delusional paranoia and dubious anti-aging nutrition hacks, they strive to make life more both scarier and longer for everyone. They are a true unicorn capable of simultaneously inspiring public support for billionaires and stroking outrage at an inept federal state where they can, you know, do what it's done.
Yep.
it's satire at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing that I can't take credit for this. I heard somebody else say this one. The only thing that I think would have been better than this is if just for like a week, The Onion didn't even tell anybody and they just started putting their headlines out
like
there.
Crazy stuff on it. Yeah, right.
Well, not his stuff,
yep.
But their main headlines, mm-hmm. just putting it out there like it was InfoWars stuff.
See what happens.
Yeah,
that would have been interesting, yeah.
I don't know. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. Alex Jones is not a Democrat or Republican. He will come across as a Republican. He will come across as very red because, again, that's where he gets the green.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And that's where you need to focus on those things. I am not at all saying that blue doesn't lead to green. They all lead to green. But which ones have green in their pocket? Mm-hmm. Which ones owe green? Right now, we are seeing in real time what it means to owe people for your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. You are seeing that a future president is doing that right now. Hey, Elon, you gave me all this money. Here's your job. Do you deserve it? Are you going to be any good at it? We don't know. But you certainly don't have any background that suggests you could do this job. And here's somebody else, and here's somebody else, and here's somebody else, and they're not even close to being done. And that's what happens when you elect people that have money in their pocket. That's what happens when you elect a five-time draft-dodging bankrupt person. And I don't mean bankrupt just in financially, because he is bankrupt financially, but he's also in his soul. When you get somebody in there like that who owes people, this is what happens. And guess who else he owes?
Please, everybody, all together now. Putin.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Russia. Okay. So, I mean, here you go. You have mm-hmm. something like that, and that's what you get. Now, this is the karma of that, because chickens come home to roost. Mm. They always do. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong about anything, it'll come home to roost, just like if I'm right. And with something like this, I don't think that this just has a local tie. I think this has an American tie to it. Mm. Of this is what we can do when we put when we actually focus on the right and information. Because look, if this stuff is factual, some of these conspiracy theories or any of these things, again, chickens come home to roost.
Yeah.
You will be proven right. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to fearmonger. You shouldn't have to get on a weak soapbox that is made of nothing but money and lies.
Yeah.
And peddle this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when it's about kids. Man, this is karma in right there for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, it really seems that way.
And the fact that the Sandy Hook families now, they have justice.
Yeah,
you know, that is the silver lining of this whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're certainly getting their due in the public eye and he is being held accountable for lies.
Right.
We need mm-hmm. more of that. We need to have more and more people held accountable for lies. If I'm on the air here lying right now, I need to be held accountable just like every other person on a microphone or on a TV screen or anything like that. So I'm not at all putting myself above that.
Right.
Although The Simpsons is the greatest TV show of all time. I will stand on that.
He will stand on that one.
A news story about an unclaimed lottery prize in Missouri rescued a $1 million Powerball ticket from ending up in the winner's trash can.
Ooh, okay. Oh.
So the news saved $1 billion.
$1 million.
$1 million. The player told the Missouri lottery officials he bought his ticket for October 26th drawing at a fast lane on Highway 6 in Taylor, but he forgot to check the ticket after the drawing. The man said he was scrolling on his phone days later when he came across a news story about a $1 million Powerball ticket mm-hmm. sold at Fastlane, and it reminded him, hey, wait a minute, I did that. The ticket matched all five white balls he won himself $1 million prize. And he said he owes the news all of this that he wouldn't have even thought about.
How about that?
For seeing that news story.
That's so, good news. Literal good news.
our own civic media news team works their tail off. Mm. Our own Melissa Kay is, I guarantee you she's probably at working right now.
Yeah.
On a news story.
Yeah, hey, I'm here, guys. Hello.
Melissa, to our civic media news team, mm-hmm. we know how hard you grind at this, how hard you work at this on those days, those late nights when you're thinking about, mm-hmm. How hard this is and all those things. Think about these stories. Think about it. News saves people. News helps people.
Save you some money, too.
And maybe. Also, informs us and gives us factual information that yep. we can go ahead and use in our day-to-day lives.
Important.
But also money. Also money. And that was pretty interesting, too, I thought. That was the closest I had to it.
That was cool. Yeah.
We got more great things coming up for you, everybody. We got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary clip right around the corner. It's Melissa, Seth, and James here with you on the mornings at WFHR.
Whew, I don't know about you, but I get shivers every time I think about the upcoming cooking for the holidays. I'm not the best cook or great with hosting parties, so it's always stressful. This year is different, though. This year, I'm ordering my dinner pre-made from El Cafe in Port Edwards. I got full three-course meals for all and a homemade pie. Now, all I need to be in charge of is the dishes, and I can handle that. Don't worry about your holidays. Call El Cafe today, let them do the heavy work, and take your holiday back and enjoy.
The 2024 Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony begins at 5:30 p.m. on November 20th. Join us or listen from home on WFHR 97.5 FM.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 52. Tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, 51 with some showers tomorrow night on Sunday. partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. Keep in mind, not only do they got some great specials going on today, but tonight they got that wonderful, getting more and more popular everyday fish fry going
on. Yeah, indeed.
Head on over to El Cafe. Support those that support us and support this community, everybody. Appreciate our good friends over there at El Cafe. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com. James.Maloff at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can email any of our staff that way, like Melissa's email.
Yep, melissa.k at civicmedia.us. And hey, guys, I have another one. Community stories at civicmedia.us. I got two emails, dudes.
All right.
I'm special.
I don't have two emails. That's awesome. Hit Melissa up with local stories. Give her, you could be doing some cub reporting out there and everything. Mm-hmm. Give her a lead on a story or something like that. Be sure to hit her up, everybody. And direct message us on our Facebook pages, of course, as well. And we love you to call up.
Go ahead, Seth.
424-2600. Call now, everybody. You can do it from a regular cell phone. If you still have a landline, you can dial it from there. Or the Civic Media app makes it super easy.
We
one touch dial.
Don't forget the area code. It's 715.
Oh, well. That's okay. 424-2600. See, you provided it for me.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you calling up. Please feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. Mm-hmm. I need a one or a two. So, Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that one. And Melissa, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. And a one through three, Seth.
Two.
Okay, gives us that one.
We could have gone with all ones, but I couldn't do it.
We get
couldn't
right
bring
in.
Himself. Couldn't bring himself.
No,
to
I
do
couldn't
it.
Do it.
It's pathetic.
We get right into the celebrating. First up, we got to wish one of our own here a happy birthday, Mr. Randy Paul.
Happy birthday,
hey.
Randy!
Happy birthday, Randy!
Yeah,
that's my favorite voice. That's the one I want to hear calling a game. I don't care what the game is. I want to hear Randy calling it. We appreciate the decades that Randy has put into this community and covering local sports. Think about how many families, how many generations of kids and different people, the games he has called, the big ones, so many different ones. And Randy has given you a heart with it all.
Yes.
Got a great soul to his voice and his pace. Is so well done. You can tell not only he's been doing this for a while, he's comfortable with this, while also still excited and with every down, with every play. Especially hear him calling Assumption Girls basketball, which will be coming up very shortly.
Very soon.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Tim and Kevin Harlan for me. Those are my guys. I'll listen to anything they do, anything
nice,
they call.
Nice.
Randy, enjoy your day.
Yes, Randy.
We appreciate you, of course, putting a lot into our schools, working over at Assumption and everything. We appreciate you, Randy. Enjoy your day.
We do.
And we wish happy birthday to Jesse Voigt.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy your day, Jesse. And our qualifier, Nancy Cook.
Oh,
congratulations, Nancy. Stop copying.
I was going to say, I said it before you did. Making the same sounds now, too. That's weird.
Enjoy your day, Nancy.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Hope it's a good one. On Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to old high school teammate and actually grade school, Kate Nordstrom.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
I think Kate is in Minnesota now, but her and her family lived in this area for a very long time, the Nordstroms. And Kate and I were kind of creatives early on together. She was a balletist, and I was balletist. Is that what you would say? Ballet
ballerina.
Dancer?
Ballerina. Ballet dancer,
geez,
yeah.
That word that I've never heard of before, ballerina. Jeez, man. My brain, I'm telling you. Thank you.
I like balletist.
Balletist. What am I doing there? What am I doing there? What
was inventing that? Words.
You had every right to call me out on that. Like, that was,
so
that
they
was
either dance on their toes or they help you up a rope. One or the other.
On belay.
I'm making up words over here. Kate, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier on Saturday, Sam Alice.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy
enjoy
birthday,
your day, Sam. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we take a look at our local birthdays and want to wish a very happy birthday to my godson, Raven Knipple.
Oh.
Hi, Raven. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Raven.
Amazing kid. Raven's at UW right now, UW Stevens Point. Rocking over there, doing a great job. We appreciate you, Raven. And one of the reasons I feel really good about the future is kids like that, man.
Kids like that, yeah.
Enjoy your day, Raven. And wishing a happy birthday to Rebecca Schmidt.
Happy another birthday, Rebecca.
High school friend of mine and everything. Boy, another local.
All these high school friends of yours, too. What is it with November, man?
Going to school around here, man. That happens. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Amanda Wilson.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Enjoy your day, Amanda. Hope it's a good one for you. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you doing that, everybody. We take a look at our celebrity list for today. Shailene Woodley is 33. Maybe not a name you know, but you would know her if you looked at her. Jane in Big Little Lies. Hazel in Fault in Our Stars.
Mm-hmm.
She's Triss in the Divergent movies as
That's what is the Divergent movies. That's what I couldn't remember.
Yeah. She's good. She's mm-hmm. good. Winston Duke is 38 from Black Panther. Mbuka in Black Panther.
Oh,
he's also
yes.
in Us. Great voice. Great actor.
I love him. He is. Yeah. Winston Duke is so cool.
Hey, we're going to be seeing more of him.
I hope so.
We're going to
be
seeing more of him, I think.
He's funny.
Let's take mm-hmm. a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, no. Oh, well, uh-huh. well, they're not on there. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, feel free to call back.
Yeah.
Feel free to call back. Sophia DeMartino is 41. She is Sylvie on Loki.
Oh, yeah. She was really good in that. Yeah.
She is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
I heard she was in the running for, not this most recent one, but right before that when they cast the female Doctor Who. I heard she was in the running for
She
that.
Was. I think that's right. Yes.
Let's see here.
She'd make a good Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of great voices, Beverly D'Angelo is 73 today.
Oh.
God, I love that voice. Ellen on the Vacation movies.
Mm-hmm.
She is in American History X, too. She's a good actor. Been in
yes.
a bunch of stuff.
Done some voice work. She had a class. She was in a classic Simpsons episode.
Yes, yes.
Where she plays a country singer. Yeah.
So good.
Oh, I just saw her in Violent Night.
Oh,
oh,
was
really?
She in that? Oh,
she
cool.
Was,
yeah.
I wanted to see that. I still got to see that.
It was worth watching.
I definitely want to see it. Yeah, especially coming up here. It's a good Christmas. Yeah, for me, a good Christmas.
Yeah, right.
my go-to, if I have to go to court, the first call I am making is to Sam Waterston. Sam Waterston is a fantastic actor, 84 years old, not really acting much anymore.
No.
Still does a little things here and there and everything, like being D.A. Jack McCoy on Law & Order.
Wow.
The greatest attorney of all time.
The first thing I remember ever realizing that Sam Waterston was in the Civil War documentary that Ken Burns did. He was the voice of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And after that, I was always a fan.
Yeah.
I loved his voice. I just love his acting style, which was kind of very distinctive way of acting, which I really liked. So I'm a big fan of him, too.
He has had a bit of a shake to him, and was told that he wouldn't get a lot of work because of it and some other things. Mm-hmm. What he's accomplished through a lot of that has always been something I look up to, along with him being, there are so many great TV attorneys, there's so many good ones, there's mm-hmm. no wrong answers. But for me, Jack McCoy has always been my favorite TV attorney.
Yep.
I love him. And the great Ed Asner would have been celebrating a birthday today. 1929, passed away in 2021. Mary Tyler Moore. Show, Lou Grant, Carl and Up, and
800 other things.
And I think for a lot of the younger audience out there, you'll know him from Elf.
Yeah, that's right. Played Santa at Elf. Yeah.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface here. Ed Asner's career is so much
amazing
bigger than
career.
That.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Do you got a joke for us today?
Yeah, mother takes her little daughter to see Santa Claus, and Santa Claus says, "What do you want for Christmas?" And the little girl says, "Didn't you get my email?"
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, thank you, bud. Thank you
Brilliant.
So much. Hey, next time the ODC stops by, you got to come in with them, okay? Yeah, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
Oh, that was a good joke.
That was a great joke.
That was great. That was great. A big thank you to our friend.
Did you get my email?
Find out more about what the great things like Milk Market and so many other things over at ODC at odcinc.com, everybody. Also, Judge Wapner would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1919.
Judge Wapner.
I know he was actually a judge, but it's like, speaking of people playing judges and lawyers.
Yeah. It would be
the People's Court. I remember watching that on my grandma and grandpa's wooden television.
Yes,
the old panel television.
Yes. Same here, Melissa. With my Nana and Papa, with my grandparents.
Wow,
my Nana loved that show. My Papa would just sit there. It's like one of the only shows he would talk back to. They don't have a chance. They don't have a chance. They love that show.
Funny.
What he would look at, like if he looked at daytime TV now, where every other hour there is another judge show, like what he spun off, Judge Judy alone, let alone all the other things that have been on there.
I have only one quibble with the show. What was Doug Llewellyn? What was he? Seriously, why was he on TV?
Man, Doug was getting a good paycheck, too.
I'm telling you, he had all the charisma of a slug.
He did. Yes.
Jeez. He had dimples. Come on.
That was it. I was just going to go. Like, it was the hair or the dimples with that guy.
Oh, the hair was weird.
And he worked for like 5 seconds, and I guarantee you he made a good paycheck.
Oh, I bet he did. That was a popular show.
Tomorrow, celebrating birthdays, Pete Davidson is 31, a wonderful stand-up comedian. Of course, SNL, former SNL member, one of the youngest people on Saturday Night Live history, really.
Right.
They're doing good in TV and movies now and everything.
Yep. Christian Yelich, doppelganger.
Yes, very much. Yes. They've actually joked about that.
They have. They look very similar to each other.
But Pete Davidson was like 16 when Adam Sandler saw him in a stand-up in New York.
Really?
And he was up there lying about his age, thought everybody believed him. Nobody believed he was 18.
People don't believe he's 31 now.
He still looks 18.
He does.
Yeah. He did this, and he pushed himself out there because he lost his dad during 9/11. His father was a firefighter.
Mm.
And he felt like he had to not only make a break and get going, but him and his mom needed money.
Mm.
And they came from a very poor existence, like a lot of our firefighters and a lot of our special service workers
unfortunately.
And so that, you know, it was make or break. And he gets out there, starts doing it, and here he is now. And he is still living with his mother. He is,
that's all right.
He's very proud about that.
That's cool.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is 47. Man, I like her work.
She's good.
Oh, she's great.
Yes, very good actor.
Rachel in The Dark Knight. She's been in a bunch of other things, too. Her key work, I think, is Donnie Darko. It's some really good work in that one. Let's see here. The great Martha Plimpton is 54. That's a good one, too.
Nice.
Great actor. Yep. Dwight Gooden, 60 years old tomorrow.
Wow, the doc. Man.
The doc. Burgess Meredith would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. I'm sorry, I didn't do that right. Burgess Meredith would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Born in 1907. Mickey loves you, Rock.
Oh.
The Penguin and the Batman, too. I got to mention that.
Man, he had, again, and then later on in life, the Grumpy Old Men movies.
Yes.
I mean, God, he was so good in those.
As great as Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon are, two of the greatest actors of all time, Burgess Meredith steals every scene he's in.
Steals it. And right from under him, right there.
Right there. Especially the... He even steals the credits. Like, even the credits you can't pay attention to because he's going off and doing the bloopers and everything.
Yes, and he was just, like, ad-libbing all this stuff.
Funny. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. He ad-libbed all that. God, that's good. Rachel McAdams is 46 on Sunday. Great actor.
Oh, she's very good, so yes.
Doctor Strange, Notebook, Wedding Crashers, Mean Girls. I really look... She's another one where I'm telling you, she's done... Those are all great jobs. Mm-hmm. And the Notebook's like a romantic classic and all that. I still don't think we've seen her best work. Like, she's so good.
There's so much more she's going to do.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You know, I just realized how similar looking her and Maggie Gyllenhaal are.
Mm-hmm.
They actually look alike. I just realized, wow, that's interesting.
Let's see.
They could be cousins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. RuPaul is 64 on Sunday.
Wow.
Way ahead of the game.
Of everything.
Way ahead of the game on that one, RuPaul. And more power. More power.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Root is 73 on Sunday. Brilliant character actor. One of my top five favorite of all time character actors. Hawthorne in The Man in the High Castle. Jimmy James on News Radio. Bill on King of the Hill. He was in Get Out. So many great roles.
Mm-hmm.
So many great.
Office space.
Makes deeper. Okay, but I'm going to burn the building now. it's such a great performance. And really a very small performance, but his performance as the blind producer in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is one of my top. Like, I love that work. It's so good. It's so. Mm-hmm. And it took me a minute. I've watched everything he does. I'm watching that movie, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know that. I know that person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's Stephen Root.
That's the fun thing when actors are able to do that, where you're not sure and you actually have to look it up, like, wait, oh my goodness, I know who that is.
He's such a chameleon. when it comes to his voice and his face and body and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The great Danny DeVito is 80 on Sunday.
Wow.
Love me some Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I'm sitting there getting yelled at by my mom. I shouldn't be watching Taxi with my dad, and I can't stop watching him. He's in that little cage just freaking out.
Boy, talk about beating all of the odds.
Yeah. Yeah.
To become a legit movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who could star in movies. People would want to go see him. Man. But he's so smart. He's such a good actor. I mean,
yeah, great director too. Great director.
That's right. He has directed a few things. Yes.
The great Lorne Michaels is also 80 on Sunday.
Oh gosh! Realize they were the same age.
Creator of one of the greatest, longest running variety shows there will ever be, and you can make the argument the greatest variety show of all time, Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
My dream job still. Lorne Michaels, one of the more interesting.
Yep.
And when it comes to, like, you imagine the scout that found Willie Mays. You imagine the scout that saw Hank Aaron or any of these things. Now, times that by, I don't know, 50, 60, 70, and finding a bunch of those. That's what Lorne Michaels has done. He is one of the greatest scouts, maybe the greatest scout of all time.
One of my favorite notes about Lorne Michaels, I mentioned this last year in his birthday. He started out as a writer on Laugh-In.
Yeah, how about that?
That is how he got his start. Yep.
Martin Scorsese is 82. Two on Sunday. Jeez. Goodfellas, Raging Bull, The Departed. I mean, so many amazing
movies. These
guys
are the same age.
Maybe, along with Steven Spielberg, in the argument forever of greatest American directors.
Right.
Like, easily.
Yeah,
easily.
Especially of their generation.
Of their generation.
Sure.
I should say of their generation.
But you could make a case for all time, too, I think.
Yeah.
You can make an argument.
It's hard. When you look at the list of Scorsese directed movies, it's boom, boom, boom. Just good, good, good. Mm. I mean, just legendary. The great director. Gordon Lightfoot would have been 86 on Sunday. Just passed away last year. Tom Seaver celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock Hudson would have been celebrating.
Oh, wow. Another great actor.
Yeah.
Go celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe. All you qualifiers, all you birthday and anniversary people.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Thank you for getting these names.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with that. And we'll be back to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Schofield woman is sentenced to 4.5 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute cocaine. Tila El Kumbera, age 27, was sentenced yesterday for cocaine trafficking. She pleaded guilty to this charge on August 16th. This was part of a multi-year investigation by the Central Wisconsin's Narcotic Task Force to stop a methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization operating in Wausau. Kumbera was identified as a main local distributor, and she admitted to selling cocaine for the past 6 to 12 months. 8 others were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. Quo Vadis Liu, Craig C. Gates, Troy A. Olson, and Shandell Moore have all pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced in the coming months. Tommy L. Hanley is scheduled to enter a guilty plea on December 2nd, and cases against the others are still pending. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
For the 6th month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he lost the election. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN Radio on Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of the week to request a recount. Once the official canvassing is done, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers get ready for Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately and You know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time for cards, cards, cards. Make your holiday cards stand out from the rest this year with Quality Plus Printing. Create funny, sincere, or photo-based messages for every occasion with Quality Plus Printing for all your cards, cards, cards.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Pete Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 52. Tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, 51, with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth, Melissa, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600. You get the answer right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yeah.
Two adult meals, two kids' meals. It's free Culvers.
Yum.
Yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
Let's get right into it, everybody. We're going to go ahead and play this for you right now. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is.
Oh. Oh, there we go. I was getting worried for a second there.
All right, all right. Let's see here if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Odd Couple.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes, nicely done, nicely done. Did it take you a second, or did you get that one pretty early?
It took a little while. I heard it, and I said, God, I know it. And then finally, it
went. Finally clicked.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
Great.
Can I get your first name, sir? Hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, do we lose him?
Oh, no.
No.
This actually never happened to me
before.
This
has never happened. We lost the call.
Well, we will have him call back.
Yes.
We will get him. That is a winner right there.
Yeah.
That is a winner. Winner, Culver's dinner. That is what they're getting right there.
It could be chicken.
Yeah.
It could be. Definitely.
They do offer chicken at Culver's. It's true.
We play that theme song, and if nobody had gotten that one, I had this as a backup here.
Okay.
Feel pretty confident most people know what that one is, especially since they
sing it in the
tell us in the theme there.
in the lyrics. So
you can see why I didn't lead with
that
one.
Yes, right, yeah.
But I wanted to celebrate Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall, who we celebrated his birthday the other day on the 13th, creator of Happy Days, and of course, developer of The Odd Couple, turning the great Neil Simon classic into a classic TV show.
Which so rarely happens.
So it is so much
that they could do that, yes.
And that involved in the developing of that also involved involved the casting of that and choosing the great casting that he did for that TV show and, of course, and so many other things. Gary Marshall also, I don't know, directed a couple of films like Soap Dish, A League of Their Own, Hocus Pocus, Orange County. Yeah, you know, just an amazing career. Oh, The Majestic, too, which doesn't get a lot of noted very often. Exit to Eden, maybe James Dean's best performance. You know, worked on the I Love Lucy show, of course. That's where he got his break.
Yep. And would show up in a couple of movies as he haven't had acting bits as well. He would show up every now and then, which was kind of fun. He really did it all.
And if I could, if you're a fan of Garrett, Mr. Marshall's, and you're looking for a kind of hidden gem or something interesting, Nothing in Common, the 1986 movie starring Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason. It's a hidden gem, I think.
Wow.
It is. Now, I don't remember, to be honest with you, if the movie itself was very good, but I guarantee you that the interaction between young Tom Hanks pre, you know, Forrest Gump and all of those things, and a Jackie Gleason who sees the writing on the wall. And Jackie Gleason, not in The Toy, where he's kind of taking the paycheck, and that's him saying that in interviews. Mm-hmm. This is Jackie Gleason giving you his all as an actor. This is the hustler Jackie Gleason. This is the actor that nobody remembers anymore. They remember him from The Honeymooners. They don't remember this was a thespian. This was a great actor, Jackie Gleason. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, you really get a little of that, along with, of course, a young, funny Tom Hanks.
Yes. We love young, funny Tom Hanks.
Gary Marshall was one directed that
he
one.
Directed that one, okay.
So I encourage you to check that one out if you're looking for a hidden gem there, everybody. And keep on listening. Every Friday we do this. We have our Culver's Star of the Day. And are you back with us, sir?
I am, sir.
Hey.
good.
Hey, thanks so much for calling back. Can I get your first name?
My name is Rick.
Rick, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Rick, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You're our newest Star of the Day. Thank you, Rick. We're going to talk to Rick and get his info. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about our Suffolk County Humane Society when we get back, everybody.
All right.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 52. Tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, 51, with some showers tomorrow night on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off some entertainment. Got some other big, fun topics to get into. What's something you've seen a lot, but you're still in awe of every time? We'll wrap up our show with that.
Nice.
We've got that one coming up. And if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner, you might need to get on that.
Get work in, everybody.
It'd be a good idea.
Or just call a Bell Cafe.
Yeah.
Or you could do that, yeah.
Either or is fine. We encourage you to do so, and thanks so much for listening and playing along, everybody. As you heard in our news break, and you heard actually Seth and I touching on this yesterday during our Pet of the Week segment, referring and talking about our Southwick County Humane Society. Yesterday, there was a board meeting, and Melissa Kay attended that. You heard her talking about this in her news break, and I don't mean to make you repeat yourself, Melissa, but for those that may have not heard your news break, could you give us a synopsis of last night?
Yes, so it was the public hearing for the City of Wisconsin Rapids 2025 budget last night, and people attended to express their concerns about the fact that on November 7th, the City Council put forth an idea of taking away the budget, basically, from the Southwick County Humane Society, reducing it down from $76,000 to $25,000 and putting it out for a bid. Try to see if they could find someone else to do animal control. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people showed up last night, and they were not happy about this potential idea. A lot of what was expressed was, who can do what we need done for the animals and the stray animals and the issues that we have in Wisconsin Rapids for $25,000? Like, who's going to pick up these animals? Where are they going to be housed? How can we assure that they're being safely cared for? Not to mention, you know, things like the diseases that can travel around if animals aren't properly cared for. Kennel cough. There's another one that the name escapes me right now. But there were a lot of people from the Humane Society, volunteers that volunteer there that express their concerns, just, you know, every regular citizens in the city saying, you know, that the work that they are doing over there is undervalued. That there was a vet tech there saying, hey, cats reproduce quickly. If you don't get on top of that, we could be overrun very fast. And the vet clinics can't do anything about strays that are brought in until they get authorization from a Humane Society. That's the law.
Right, exactly.
And the laws are muddy and very convoluted and complicated.
Yes, they are.
In many ways, as we've talked about with Tim many times on the air here and everything. Thank you for that, Melissa. Well done.
Well, and one other thing I want to mention is that the initial numbers that the City Council was working off of, some of them were incorrect. And there were staff members from the Humane Society there that said, yes, some of those numbers were wrong, and we've worked very hard to correct them. What you have now are the correct numbers. So can we please revisit this and look at this all again and before a determination is made? And then they did decide to put the money back in the budget, and they will talk about the contract next week. But whether or not the City of Wisconsin Rapids chooses to sign a contract with the Humane Society will continue. Because they have contracts with multiple municipalities throughout Wood County,
right?
But they're our own Humane Society,
right,
in the county.
And if we did do that, as Melissa just said, we would be, you know, still having a Humane Society. So not only would we have some business that we're paying to do this, but also the Humane Society doing it. So we're paying two different people, or we have two different people doing a job that's already being done and being done well. I ask my fellow citizens, what would you pay for quality of life? And what would you pay for to I have something right here that is every single second of the day a walking advertisement for our community and what our community is about. What would you pay to have a community that is a dog friendly and animal friendly community, which anybody who wants to move to a new community is looking at almost first and foremost? You don't have to believe me. Go ahead and throw it into your search engines. You'll see the same thing I am and every real estate agent is seeing. Is the city dog friendly? Is the city animal friendly? These are important things, and these are things that not only affect your tax dollars just as much as what we're talking about here, but a way of life that you cannot put a price on. Brief history. Southwick County Humane Society was founded in 1904. It was resurrected in the early 1970s. I encourage you out there to talk to historians and find out why it was brought back. I found out yesterday I want to thank our friends over at Family Natural Foods. I just stopped by to pick up some honey. I got a history lesson. And God, I love pretty the people good. Over there. Man, a shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods. Yep. It wasn't pretty. I don't want to get into it too much. I don't know who's out there listening and sensitive ears and all that.
Right.
But it was about as bad as you can think it was of what we could be doing with animals.
Yes.
And you may think, well, that's animals. That's not people. People pay attention to that. People care about animals. And people don't want to move to a community that don't care about animals. This all connects.
Right.
I don't know how much more blunt I can be or plain I could be about this. Along with the animal welfare, which we should all care about, that's what you get for being on top of the food chain. It's community safety, local economy. Animal shelters help the economy.
Right.
They keep taxes down. They do not increase taxes. Public education on animals, disease prevention, animal laws, animal cruelty, career and volunteer opportunities, jobs, people. How many jobs? You hire a business, they already got people. They're not hiring people. They already got people they're bringing in. So you're outsourcing your community work.
Mm-hmm.
That's no different than, hey, I got to build a house. I'm going to bring in somebody from La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. It's the same thing. And I want to make sure that this is very clear about this. There are no villains here. These are citizens that are proposing these things, just like the rest of us. There's not some evil board or anything like that.
No.
I'm not painting anybody that way. I want to have conversations. I want to talk.
Yes.
But I'm also going to make dang sure that people know where I stand on this and where I believe our station stands on this. We have worked with the Humane Society for decades.
Yep.
We've seen firsthand the great work that they do. You guys don't get to hear the off-mic conversations and how difficult these jobs are.
Yes.
It's important to... Yep. We pay attention to this, and that, yes, we find ways to cut costs. We find ways to increase our local economy and lower our taxes. I'm all in favor of that. I'm not Sir John, from Robin Hood and everything. I want to raise taxes. And God, whoever got that reference, thank you.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
But I also want a quality of life, and I'm willing to pay for that.
Right.
I like good roads. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to pay for those because I understand how taxes work, and I'm an adult. I'm asking everybody out there to be adults.
Right.
And look, you want to find that one thing that nobody else found and a way to save money here or there. You want to bring businesses in. That's how economies have been built from the dawn of time. How do you bring businesses in? How do you increase your economy?
Yep.
You pay your employees a better than a minimum wage of $7.50. You really want to save the Humane Society? That's where this really needs to start.
Yeah.
It all leads into these things. You need you want a better quality of life? Pay people better.
Yep. I think one of the things that we need to look at is stop thinking about this stuff as expensive, as costs, and think of them as investments, because that is what they are. I'm going to take this for a little bit different direction, okay? I am not a pet person, okay? I grew up with pets. I have no interest in having pets now as an adult. And because of my, some allergies in my family and stuff, we're probably never going to get a cat or a dog. But the reason I'm saying this is because I still understand the value of having a humane society. We have the infrastructure here ready. We don't have to add anything to it. Okay. They just need funding. That's the important thing. We have it in place. That's why I think it's so important that it's funded as fully as we can absolutely do. Everything James just said, 100%, absolutely agree. And this is why, because it is so important to have that infrastructure in place.
Yeah. In the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into this. If you're hosting Thanksgiving, we've got this robotic grandma we got to talk about too, and some entertainment news in there as well. But you're looking for some local good events. We got a couple of them. We'll be talking about towards the end of the show. Wrap up with some good local events. I did want to remind everybody there's a great meet and greet going on with Breakfast with Santa.
Woo.
All you can eat breakfast. Two Hearts Catering is doing this.
Nice.
This is going to be fun. It's going to be over at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Hosted by Two Hearts Catering. It's $15 a person. 10 and under are getting in for free. And it's an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet.
Woo! Yummy.
It's going from 10 to 1 this Sunday, everybody. Breakfast with Santa. And a shout-out to Two Hearts Catering. Not only some amazing food, really creative chefs over there and everything.
They do a great job.
Landing Santa as a guest. Nicely done.
James is still struggling.
One of my top three interviews I want to get is Santa. I keep trying. And Pam's trying, too.
Yeah, she is.
We keep trying to get him on Midday Magazine. We will one day get him on Midday Magazine. But enjoy this great meet and greet Breakfast with Santa this Sunday from 10 to 1. all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet going on with Two Hearts Catering at 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, you can give them a call, 715-712-1002. That is 715-712-1002. And be sure to check out their website, twoheartsllc.com. Be sure to check out their website and everything, everybody. And we'll mention them again as well. But also wanted to make sure to mention this, Seth. We've got some great theater going on this weekend locally with our Lincoln High School Theater mm-hmm. Department. This is based on the Emmy-winning television movie of 12 Angry Jurors, mm-hmm. One of our favorites. It's been adapted for the kids and everything.
Yep.
They're going to have having performances today and tomorrow at 7:30, and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock matinee.
All right.
These will be taking place at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. I'm not jealous they get to perform on that stage at all.
Not at all.
It's fantastic. It's so cool.
Great.
This is one of the better shows you'll see.
Yeah.
The writing of this is still, it's still timing
it's
of his
brilliant play. Brilliant.
It's a really good one. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check that out, everybody, and support the local arts, support theater.
Yep.
Get your tickets at showtix4u.com. Showtix4u.com. Be sure to, or you can get them the day of right at the front
desk. Right at the door, yeah.
And enjoy 12 Angry Jurors, everybody. And Melissa, I just wanted to give you a shout out about community stories, and especially Community Stories Junior yesterday. You won over one of the harder people I know, and that's my mother.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom doesn't listen to a lot of radio, to be honest with everybody.
Yeah,
like, and she sure don't listen to her son very much. But apparently, my father's biggest fan is Seth.
Yeah, right, right, yeah.
Seth, your biggest fan is
my
father.
Yeah, right, right.
And Melissa, my mother, is your biggest fan now.
Yeah.
So, well done, guys. You are higher on the list than I am.
Oh,
you are just under my brother and sister and Sam the dog. You're moving up, though. You're moving up.
Hey.
Great job with the show, though, Melissa.
Yes, it was good stuff.
It was fun to talk with all of those students, and I can't wait to share more.
You can hear more every week, Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 6, Community Stories on Tuesday, Community Stories Junior on Thursday, right here at